Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Busier than a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Kenny and I are in a car right now driving to a supernova presentation in White Plains. So we've been doing this like constantly.
Huh. Yeah, I did one this morning.
All right, so give me some feedback. How's it going?
I have feedback from one guy yesterday but he's the type of client he's very cynical. And he's like, I don't need that, Chris. I don't need it. I don't want it. You know, it's just too much. I don't need to have my hand held. You know, I wake up every morning and I look at my account, and he lives in Hawaii. So he's like, the market's already been open for, 5 or 6 hours, and I'm staring at everything. So, I think it's too much. And I just did what you said. I said, well, you know what, Joe? Why don't we just give it a try for a year? Okay. If it ends up being too much, we'll modify it. He's like, okay, that sounds good.
Good. Very good. Congratulations.
I can top that story.
Go ahead.
Hey, go ahead.
Dorothy Wax.
No. Bye, Chandler. I call retired optometrist. He has 4 million with us, and I go through the whole supernova thing, and he's listening and listening. He says, that's good, that's really good. And then at the end he says, I can't believe that you're calling about this now. And I'm like, yeah, what? So he did his taxes. His accountant sent his return down the hall to some other guy who called him up and said, you're paying X amount of dollars to an advisor. You really should check out what that person's doing for you. Call him up and ask him, what he's doing for you to earn that fee. So he said, we probably should cover this. I said, fine. So I did it Monday. And he said, over the weekend, this guy caught me by surprise, so I didn't know what to say, but after I reflected on it over the weekend, I realized, and he goes through all these things that we've done together. So it was, and he said, I don't call it supernova, but he said, your new practice structure, he said, is going to work so well for you, and you're going to grow. And I said, thank you. I said, as it progresses, please coach me and let me know if there are any cracks that you. And he immediately goes, I see a crack right now. I said, oh, wow. I said, what is it? He says, well, and this really surprised me. He said, I have recommended you to 20 or 25 people. And when I recommend you, the people say, where is his office? And I tell him it's New York. Now, he's in Florida. I should have told you that. He's in New York, and he says, and it never really goes from there. So that, to me, that call was a huge opportunity call where, and I'd like you, if you could coach us on this, how to coach this client who has referred 20 people, how to coach him on how to refer to us.
This is, Ed, this is terrific. It often happens. People geographically get very confused that somehow, if they're in Florida and you're in New York, that's just, that's impossible. And
right.
The way to handle that is say, look, do you understand that twice a year I'm going to see you in person? And twice a year I would see them in person. Now, for most people,
right.
that's plenty, right?
Yeah.
And then yeah,
let him I was thinking of asking the client when you refer us, maybe say something like, if you really should speak to the group, they will tell you how to deal with or how you should interact with your advisor as opposed to what they would do for your wealth. Because what I'm seeing is the supernova is a phenomenal marketing tool. It's completely different marketing.
Right. Well, I mean, the 1242 takes care of the geography issue. The second thing is, you know, friend, I'm going to be in Florida twice a year, and what an opportunity that would present for us to meet these folks. So
right.
What I'd like to do is, frankly, just honor you with a cocktail party at your club. And if
I like it.
You know what I mean? Honor you with a cocktail party at your club. And if you choose to bring some of these folks that you think we should meet, that would be a great opportunity. And there's nothing wrong with doing that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so you just do that twice a year, and guess what? You just now have a center of influence that's going to drive tons of business to you. And, you know,
great idea.
Everybody's got an ego. Your financial advisor came down and put a cocktail party on in your honor, and now you're the big shot in the community, right? And
and he's in the community, too. He's really in the community.
So, you know, you might...
That's a great idea.
So you spend an extra day there and have some lunches and you know, play golf and get to know people. And guess what? You walk home with, you know, four or five new relationships. So.
And don't forget to bring your team members that actually play golf.
Right, there you go.
I don't have any of those yet.
Oh, you're wrong.
Whoa.
Yeah, you finally got a score, you can get a good high score in.
Anyway, so that's the idea. It doesn't matter if it's golf or it's tennis or it's, you know, the arts or it's whatever it is. Just something in common.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're going through paperwork to get our operations person in. So
okay.
that should be fairly soon.
Oh, that's great.
And, what we're going to work on this week, if we can slow down, is I want to get moving on the centers of influence.
Right. Right. That's the... you know, the parallel tracks we talked about that, you know, while we're doing operational things, we want to be doing marketing things. And, look, you guys are busy, so you're doing well. But I'd like to get some feedback, frankly, from your centers of influence, just like I'm getting the feedback from your clients. And if you could get me that feedback, then I can help you to, you know, help and coach you through that process to make you more effective. You know, it's just
yeah.
Market. Yeah. You know, it's just a big help to, if you guys are stuck, then there's not much I can coach you on. But like with this client you just talked about, this is a great opportunity. And so we just talk it through and then,
yeah.
And then boom, get it, you know.
Well, Monday morning, I also had a meeting with a client and did the supernova, and she was very excited about it. And then I also spoke a little bit about her marketing. This is in my community, if you will, on Eastern Long Island. And she knows we want to grow, and she actually, you know, she said, did so-and-so ever call you? I said, no. And she immediately went into the mode of, how am I going to get you two together at a table? And she's going to contact her, and, you know, which is great. So she's a center also. I've always thought of centers as just being CPAs and attorneys, but that's not the case.
Now, theoretically, every client properly trained should be a center of influence for you.
Yeah. Yep.
That can be your greatest sales force ever. Just a good group of clients, you know, that just love you and want to put you in front of you. Just remember that those words that we use, you know, how would you suggest that we meet? And then just brainstorm with her.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So you're always using that
but
term.
It's not an open ending. Yeah.
So as soon as they bring up a name, the first thing out of your mouth is, how would you suggest that we meet? And then let her start thinking about it. And then if she's stuck, then make suggestions. When do you get together with her on a regular basis? When do you get together with her on a regular basis? Well, we have lunch every month. Okay? Would that be an opportunity, or is that, I don't want to intrude, but would that be an opportunity? Well, you know, even if we had coffee afterward, right? You two have lunch, and then I'll or the three of us can have lunch. So you just ask her for suggestions, and then, but you keep control of it by saying, okay, today is Wednesday. Why don't I give you the week to give her a call and connect? And if I don't hear from you by next Wednesday, I'll just circle back and remind you. And she goes, oh, that's great. Thanks. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That you keep control of the
situation,
the timing. Okay.
I have another question.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we're starting to put things in the calendar, and we're working simultaneously in parallel with the 24-month plan.
Yes.
I was thinking that one of the things on the agenda for the very first call, revisiting the properties of Supernova, just to review, you know, just as a review, this is what we're doing.
Sure.
You think that's over?
No. Let me explain. As a manager, I know you're busy, right? And when I had, you know, I had 150 financial advisors ahead in Indianapolis, and my rule was, I call it the five-time rule. That I didn't expect you to get it until I'd explained it to you five different ways.
Yes, I had a similar rule when I was manager.
Right? I mean, it's true, guys. It's
I know
exactly. I hear you. The normal manager has a meeting, explains something, and then goes into his office and says, okay, I'm done. I have a meeting, explain something, and say, okay, that's one time. Then I'd go office to office, and I'd explain it individually. Then I'd have somebody else come in and explain it to them. Then I'd go office to office and see if they got it, and then I'd go again. And by then,
that's absolutely the truth. And I know it from experience. I hired a young number two when I was running, Suffolk County. And I told him, I said, what you have to do when you have an idea like this, you've got to tell the advisors four or five times. And then finally, one of the big producers will come up after the meeting and say, that's a great idea. Why didn't you tell me about it before?
I know. Where have you been, right? I said, you know what? I know I should have told you this before, but, you know, I'm sometimes busy, you know. You've already told him three times, but he didn't hear you. It's so funny. I just had, it's my sixth or seventh call with the team just before you guys. And finally today, he got the reason that you schedule your appointments. rather than just calling the clients. Just, it's crazy. It takes so long for people to change behavior and to get it. And he got it so much that he said, okay, I get it. Now, I don't want to talk about anything else because I like this idea so much, I'm going to get off the phone and do it right away. He didn't want to get distracted by something else. Basically, I got the order. You know, get off the phone. Anyway. So the point is this, in terms of client contact about Supernova. This is great news. So how many times can you tell somebody good news? Many, many times, all right? So I suggest you tell them 5 times, literally. So you tell them, then you send them a letter and tell them, then the next time you talk to them, you tell them again, then you tell them again in person, explain it to them, and then tell them again. By the 5th time, they can then articulate what it is that you're doing and why is that important. Because when they tell their friends what you do for them, they're now going to articulate Supernova.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. I like that.
That's the reason. So, yes, of course the first meeting can be to go over this again and just tell them the good news. And sometimes I'd tell them as if it was 10 new, you know, like I'd never told them. It's so funny. Human nature is so funny. People don't hear. They just don't hear. Anyway. Speaking of that, this week's lesson is on really the most important thing from this week is the difference between urgent and important. All right? And the idea is that it's actually the difference between urgent and not urgent and important and not important. And what we want to do is we want to spend time on things that are not urgent but are very important. And this is the difference between success and failure in a business. Supernova is not urgent, but it's very important. All right, and most of the things that we're going to do to really improve our business, like meet with centers of influence regularly, are not urgent but very important. So literally everything I teach is not urgent but very important. So what we have to do is minimize the urgent important and spend as much time as we can on the not urgent important. All right? Now, what you're doing with your assistant, what you're doing with your assistant is urgent and important. But once she's in place, you won't have to spend as much time on the urgent and can focus on the important. Okay?
Yep.
So every once in a while, test yourself and see how much time you're spending on not urgent, important things. And Supernova, by its nature, displaces the not important, not urgent, because you don't have time for it.
Right.
Okay. Big concept.
In your experience with teams, what do you think one of the biggest urgent, important things are? What are some of the prime examples of that?
Well, calling clients is urgent, important. What was your question again?
What are some examples of things that are both urgent and important?
Oh, finding an assistant, finding a new secretary.
Okay. All right.
See what I mean? It's urgent. You got to do it now.
Yeah.
You figure that.
Expensive.
Yeah. So what's urgent? A client calls up and said, you know, my mom just passed away. I've got to do all the paperwork, and I got to do it now. Okay. That's important, and it's urgent.
Yeah.
So a ton of things fall into important, urgent. In fact, so many that we don't have time for the important, not urgent. So we have to carve out time for those things. 1242 is important, but not urgent in the sense of we're calling clients when we don't need to. There's nothing urgent about it. That's the difference between supernova and chaos, the normal practice. We're calling clients when they don't even need us. That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, think of it as an emergency. You know, we're running a very efficient operating room by appointment versus a MASH unit with helicopters coming in dumping bodies on us.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what we used to have. When you let anybody call, do anything they want, come in anytime, that's a MASH unit. That's crazy. That's an emergency room. Nobody gets anything important done, long-term important. You're just dealing with the urgent all day, and then you go home. Do it all over again. It's simple. You don't have to think. You just react. But you don't grow, and you can't plan, and there's nothing, you know, it's satisfying, but it's crazy. And your stress is high, and your burnout rate is very high. So people come to me, and they say, I want some balance in my life. You know, I wanna grow, but I want balance. I'm tired of the craziness. And I say, okay, let's get control of our practice. Limit the number of clients, call them, plan, get things done ahead of time. It's like studying for your exams 2 weeks ahead. No stress, you get an A, life's good. Versus panic the night before, stay up all night and get a C, you know?
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. That's why clients love it, because they can plan. Everybody's planning ahead. Everybody's ready for every phone call. It's a courteous way to run a business versus calling them and getting them out of a meeting or off the golf course or, you know, out of surgery. You know, the other is crazy.
Yeah.
This is good. And that's, you know, just that's what you want to explain to people. So anyway, and what I said was, you know, in 60 seconds, 1 minute, let's come up with all the different ways that we save clients money. You're an agent of your client, and you save them money, and you never get credit for it. We're going to make up a list of ways you save them money, and then give yourself credit for it. All right, so let's in the next 60 seconds tell me every way that you save clients money. Ready, set, go.
Tax planning, offsetting gains, with retirement planning to shelter taxes.
Yep.
Efficiencies of using their time more efficiently. Cost comparison of generic policies like insurance policy, second to die, long-term care. Kenny just said householding to maybe combine fees or avoid certain fees that would occur in our firm if they weren't household.
Yep.
Investment selection. investment selection.
Okay.
You know, trying to lower the expense ratios on the products that we use or the investments that we choose for them.
Mm-hmm.
The internal expenses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tax-free bond?
That's it, I guess.
How about tax-free bond?
Turn on. Kenny just said sending them prepaid return on post. That works for some people.
Right, tax-free bond.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Said retirement planning, but also estate planning, second to die policies. Is that right? Right.
Yep.
How about tools that the firm provides? Credit cards, ATM fees, any of that?
Yeah, mortgages. Competitive rates in mortgages.
Right? Competitive rates in every area, right? Mortgages. How about secured lines of credit?
Yep.
Do you guys work with credit cards that save the client money and ATM fees?
It saves them on the ATM fees, but they typically pay for the credit cards.
We don't actively do anything with that, though.
Yeah.
What's your question? Do we as a team do anything for it, or does our firm have capabilities like that?
Does the firm have capabilities, and are you using it? That might be a good question for you guys.
We have credit cards. We've got debit cards, and I know that on the debit cards, they do reimburse the ATM fees.
Okay. Okay. I mean, there's 10 different ways, okay? So one of the things to do is to sit down and just put down that list and then see what else you're doing or what else the firm is offering.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be offering because, you know, up to now it's been inconvenient. But it might be in the client's best interest, and it might be worth it because it's the little things that make the clients happy. You know, think about that, and if you're doing 12-4-2, you have time to introduce these things that you might not have had when the world was in chaos.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
It's also a good defense of thieves, our thieves.
Right.
We are.
When you're an advocate for them, and you're lowering your fees, or you're helping them, combining the cost, or you're saving them money on estate planning, or you're saving them money on tax-free bonds, reminding them that, you know, and, you know, that helps. Now, dividends are tax-advantaged still, not as much as they used to be, but they're still tax-advantaged. Long-term gains versus short-term gains, tax planning that way. So, you know, you're constantly thinking of ways to save them money, not cost them money. And you get credit for that because you're doing it. And we don't give anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things to put on your agenda is one of these items each month. And just, oh, by the way, just wanted to remind you that we're always working hard to save you money, and one of the ways we're doing that is with this. Okay?
I like that.
That I highly recommend, because clients are always wondering if they're paying too much. And when you become the agent for them in terms of managing, you're kind of like their lawyer looking out for them, their agent. You know, you pay your agent, but he's always looking out for you, trying to save you money, trying to get you a better deal. You are too, but you don't get credit for it. Okay?
Good. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? So make that list, and let's talk about it a little bit at the beginning of next week, and see if you come up with anything else, because I think it's smart business. All right.
Excellent.
Thank you. Good.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Have fun. Have a fun week.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Chris. I'll see you later.
Okay. I have a meeting in 12 minutes.
Yeah, me too. We're not there, though.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.